This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. My next guest, A.J. Jacobs, has carved out a journalistic niche for himself with his experiments in which he immerses himself in an experience and then writes about it. He spent a year living biblically. He read an entire Encyclopedia Britannica. He tried extreme diets and workouts to get healthy. And now he's written a piece for Esquire about what it's like to walk around in his everyday life wearing Google Glass, the $1,500 new technology from Google that won't be available to consumers next year. But AJ was able to talk them into letting him have a pair, and then he wore it all day, every day, and in various other ways, came up with some very interesting stories that he's here to talk about today. AJ, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
How long does it take to get used to wearing and using Google Glass?
It takes a little while. You got to get your sea legs. First of all, you control it by talking to it, and it takes a while to really master that because it has trouble understanding you for a while. So sometimes I would, you know, I'd say Google CNN, and then Rihanna would come up. So I had to learn how to talk to it.
What did your wife say about this? Every time you do one of these and I talk to you about your experiments, I'm always curious about how your wife has reacted. Some of these things she did not take kindly to. How did the Google Glass experience go over?
Certainly, it was a mixed reaction there from my wife. One thing that's amazing about Google Glass is that it's got a little tiny screen above your eye, and you can actually watch videos on it, so you can watch movies. So if I was talking to my wife, you know, I love her, and I'm not proud of this, but sometimes if she's talking about, like, her camp friends, and I'm sort of zoning out, I could go on and watch an old Richard Pryor clip or a Monty Python. So she didn't love that.
Yeah. So did you seem a little bit distracted to her?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, you have to look up and to the left to see the video, so she could kind of tell. It's a little hard to bluff your way out of that one.
Did you like the Google Glass experience?
I give it a qualified thumbs up. There are amazing things about it. You can videotape. I could videotape my kids without, you know, holding up my little smartphone. But there are also things that I didn't love. So I give it a qualified thumbs up. It's just a prototype at this point, so it's not smooth. It's very glitchy. But hopefully by next year they'll have it smoothed out.
I'm curious about the videotaping your kids or anything else. When you do that with a camera, you have to try to hold the camera still. Can you actually hold your head still long enough to concentrate on one particular thing?
That's a great question. And no, the video is kind of jumpy. It kind of looks like, you get a little, you need a little bit of anti-nausea medicine while watching it.
I would think you'd be videotaping something and you'd hear a noise outside the window and you'd go to look at it and, oh, well, that's the moment your kid did something exceptional.
That's the problem. Exactly.
One of the parts of your story I'd like you to share with my audience is the night you decided to wear the Google Glass while you were playing poker.
Yeah, I thought I would. My idea was to try to test Google Glass, push it to the limit. So I put it on while I was playing poker. I'm a terrible poker player, but I invited some friends over. And my cousin lives in Las Vegas, and he's a professional poker player. So I had him as my coach. He could see my cards used through my Google Glass. I could see a little image of him in my screen. And he would tell me what to do. He would say raise or fold or bluff. So it was remarkable. It actually worked. I won $200, which I gave back to my friends, most of it. It's very clear that casinos have to ban Google Glass because it is an excellent way to cheat.
Yeah, I am a poker player, and I can already tell you that, you know, if you're sitting at the table and you're in a hand, you can't have your phone turned on and face up. You can't have it under the table. You can't be texting while you're in a hand because, for all the people at the table know, you could be talking to somebody else who's giving you advice, or you could be texting back and forth with another player at the table. Imagine if two people out of the 9 or 10 people at a table were both wearing Google Glass and they're sharing information about what their cards are against a third player. That kind of collusion would kill the game.
I love it. I'm going to try that next. Thanks for the idea.
Have you tried walking into a casino with them on?
No, but I think that some casinos have already banned them, even though they're not out yet.
Now I'm curious, because you said you had a picture of your cousin on the screen. Why couldn't he watch what you were doing and then just text you what to do? Why did you need a picture of him?
Well, I couldn't figure out exactly how to get the texting working on that, so I actually found it easier to have a picture of him, and he would actually write down a card, and he would hold it up, you know, like on the old game shows, they would hold up a handwritten card. That's what he did.
Let's see what Richard Dawson has on his match game card.
It was like match game. But it worked. You know, it wasn't a perfect system, but it worked. It was crazy.
You also conducted a Cyrano experiment.
I did. You know, I've been married for about 14 years, so I can't go out to a bar and pick up women, but I thought maybe I can get I can be the Cyrano. So I gave my glass to a young kid, like in his 20s, handsome, and he went out to a bar, and I was able to tell him what to do. I could see what he saw, so I could tell him who to approach, what woman to approach, and what to say. You know, it was awesome. I had a great time. It was a total disaster because, you know, I've been married 14 years, so I have no game whatsoever. I don't know what to say to women anymore.
Yeah.
But it was fun for me to vicariously be a single guy again.
How was it for him?
It was a little embarrassing, I think, because I asked him to do some. I looked up the some pickup lines, and I thought I'd make him try them out. Like, I had one. One was you're like a parking ticket. You have fine written all over you.
Oh my!
And I made him say that, and he was not happy. But I enjoyed it.
Were there any times when you would tell him to say something, and you could see the image going back and forth because he was shaking his head no, as if I'm not going to say that? Or was your deal you have to say what I'm telling you?
Yeah, he was an intern at Esquire magazine where I work, so it was his job to say it. So the poor guy did have to say what I asked him to.
What were the reactions of the women?
It was mixed. You know, some women were actually very interested because it's kind of a novelty to have this Google Glass. Some women, there was a little bit of a creep-out factor because one woman, for instance, he asked her name. I Googled her name, and I found out information about her, and I said to him, you know, ask her about the festival that she went to in Montauk. And so he asked her, and she was like, how did you know about that? So she was a little alarmed and creeped out. So it was a mixed reaction.
So you could access things like Facebook or Instagram and check up on people while you're having that conversation.
That's exactly it. I mean, that's sort of the pickup scene of the future, is that you can Google people while you're talking to them.
I would also think that people in a bar might be a little worried about the privacy aspect of that, which is, you know, I'm out here and I don't really want the world to know that I'm out here, and that guy's wearing glass and he could be recording this and posting it online.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it was interesting. The men in the bar were particularly unhappy with it. The women seemed more intrigued and the men seemed more threatened. But I do think that, you know, in the future, in like 5 years, it's going to be very hard to go out to a bar in secret. You know, if you want to have an extramarital affair, do it now, because you're not going to be able to do it in 5 years.
You do work for Esquire, don't you? I think that was actually an article in last month's Esquire.
Have an extramarital affair now.
All right, I've only got 30 seconds here. My last question for you is this. Google says that glass makes you less distracted because you don't have to do as much. You don't have to take the phone out of the pocket to do all that stuff. Did you find that to be true?
Yes and no. Sometimes it actually does work, and you just glance up and get your email. But if you can also get too much email. You can get email, CNN headlines, sports scores, and then you're looking up all the time and bumping into parking signs.
A.J. Jacobs' article is available in the December issue of Esquire magazine. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on today, A.J.
Thanks, Paul. I loved it.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.